What have you thought of Kevin in your very limited time together with him?
He really hasn't done much. He's a real smart kid, but he hasn't done much in practice, so there's not really much to talk about with him right now because he hasn't done much.
Yeah, on the individual, Joel, does he do things the way that you coach them, or has he got a lot of work to do in that regard?
No, he's polished. They did a really nice job with him at Washington. He's played the position for years. He's a smart kid. He can bend. He can get out of breaks. I just haven't seen him against any NFL receivers yet. So, you know, there's not. I know what you're looking for, but I haven't seen him line up against an NFL receiver. So, you know, he's just not an individual, and he's been in meetings, and he's very smart. I can tell you that.
Hey, Joe. We know you didn't really enjoy the FaceTime coaching process,
mm-hmm.
but Campy was in here yesterday talking about doing the same thing with Kyle Murphy last year. He said it actually in some ways maybe helped him coaching. Did you take anything? I mean, you've coached for a long time, but mm-hmm. did that experience, did you draw anything from it that you can use in your coaching now, or was it just an inconvenience?
It's more of an inconvenience. Coaching is coaching. I had to figure out how to put my phone and set it so he can see me on the board. But coaching is coaching. Now, once I realized that I could get an angle where he can see me on the board, it was just like being in my meeting room. I did it in my office. So other than that, you can't really use video with it because they can't see the video. You know, and I have to adjust to the TV screen. So I didn't try to really go video with him. He had his iPad so we could discuss things through the PowerPoints that way. But other than that, it was an inconvenience. I don't understand the rule. He should be here.
Hey, Joe, what do you think it is about Demaryius' skill set that would make him pretty well suited for that star position?
Well, it's a lot of what he did in college, first off. He's comfortable being inside. He has good quickness. He has good instincts. He has the ability to see and catch the flash of the football. He is a smart player. I think he's becoming a better communicator on the field. And so he has the ability to be successful inside there.
Does it give him more of an opportunity, I guess, to create at the line of scrimmage? I saw him coming on a bunch of pressure calls today. It's something we've seen Charles Woodson do here. We saw Micah do it. Do you think that could be a strength for him?
I think so. I he is a very explosive player. And I think he's going to be not only a player that can cover in the slot, but also add to the blitz game. You know, I don't know if he'll be as impactful as Wood was, but I can see him being right along with Micah, you know, being that type of player, yes, when it comes to the blitz game.
Joe, you have been extremely consistent with the idea that the best guys will play and the ones that aren't, they'll watch.
Correct.
What do you think you have to work with? You know, you lose Micah, you lose Sam at the start of last year.
Yeah.
You add some new guys. I don't know if Josh spends much time with you or if he's more with Darren. But what do you got kind of in that coverage group? It looks like, you know, if Demaryius and Q, if last year was injury related, you might have a lot of options.
You know, I take every year for what it is, but I will say this, and I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but if we play to our potential, all right, we have a chance with this group to be as good as any group that we might have had here. You know, the 9 and 10 group were special groups, so I don't know if we can reach that type of group, but I thought our 14 group was really, really good. What we did in 15 actually was really good, but you had Sam and Casey leading that charge. But I believe with the, you know, bringing House back, the addition of what King can be, the Marys and Q's had a really good camp outside of House. His camp has been the best out of everybody. So, and then you have Gunn and Herb Waters, the guys that, you know, Herb has been really good until his situation happened. So I'm excited about what we can be. Now, we have to get there. You know, I knew going into last year, I didn't think it would be what it was, but I knew there was some growing pains that we were going to have to work through. I didn't think it would be as hard as it was. And then, you know, you never expect Sam to go down. You never expect to have three guys go on injury reserve and have those type of injuries. But I'm expecting much better. And I've seen good practices before and good groups, and this group here has had those type of practices.
What have you seen from Pipkins? He was kind of flashed and broke up a couple of passes. Seemed to be in guys' hips.
The last 2 days I've been really pleased with him. He's playing in there at the star position, and he's the last 2 days he has become really functional and being able to – he actually got a winning grade the last two practices. And I think he might have been the first rookie to actually receive one of those since we've been in camp, you know. So I was pleased the last 2 days.
Back to Demaryius, he was asked today whether he has anything to prove to the team, and he said no. He just left it at that. I like to smile. Is that accurate? And, B, do you like that mentality, I guess, without a better word?
Well, I mean, that's what he said is accurate, okay? My thought process on things is this is a prove it business. And every year you have to prove that you belong here. No matter what you did in the past, good or bad, it's about what you're going to do moving forward. And so I believe it's a prove it business. And if you don't prove it, you know, this league is an unforgiving league. So that's just how I feel. Now, he can answer it any kind of way he wants to. I'm not speaking for him. I'm speaking for me and how I feel about coaching playing in this league.
Joe, I don't know if you were able to follow the whole thing with Devon getting back to Green Bay. What do you think that said about him? That, I mean, obviously trying to, whatever means it took to be back.
I told him he didn't have to come, so that's the first thing. He called me beforehand, and he asked me, was it okay for him to miss? I said, I'm fine. You know, you have days. And he said, I'm going to try to make it. And then when I realized what he was doing, I was like, man, you don't have to be here. He said, I'm going to be there. I'm going to make it. And so that's what he wanted to do. He's grown. it's silly to me, but, hey, he's a different guy. He's a great guy. I don't know how much you've been around him, but he's a fun guy. He's a trusting guy. So I wouldn't have done it, but he did.
He did say, though, he felt kind of an obligation to the young guys, just like how Tremont and how Charles kind of did for him when he came to be here. What does David do that kind of makes, though, that they go that far to be with?
Well, the thing that he's gone as far as any leader has gone in the room. I mean, I don't think I've had a guy to actually go to the hotel and work with guys. I don't think I've had a guy to call me and not ask about himself. Joe, what can I do to help so-and-so? What can I do to help this guy? How was individual? Am I giving you the effort that you want to lead for the room? He's doing those type of things. And he knows this is an important year, not only for the Packers, but for him as well. And so I've been pleased with, and it's real. It's not anything that he's trying to put on a false leadership role. It is genuine and it is real. And I've been very, very pleased with what he's doing. And that's why I think that this group can be good, because they genuinely like each other, all right? And when you genuinely like each other and you're pulling for each other, you play better, okay? And I think he's leading the group in the right direction.
Two more.
Hey, Joe, what do you think the next step is, and how does he get there for Ladarius Gunter? Because he did some really good things for you last year, and I'm just wondering, you know, how does he compete with all these other guys that are now in the mix and kind of take what he did last year and get an even greater role?
You know, Jason, I'm not going to dodge your question, okay? But I'm not going to answer it the way that you want to answer.
Okay.
I will tell you this. I've talked to him about what he needs to do to play more consistent throughout the year, which, like I said, he had more winning performances or as many winning performances as anybody on the team. I'm not talking about at the position. But there were some certain things he did against the topper level guys that can be corrected, all right? And I've talked to him about those things. Now, I'm not going to talk about it in this setting because, you know, I just don't think it's right to do that. But we'll see if he gets it done or not, yeah.
How about Herb? How's he? I know he wasn't out there today or yesterday, but how's he coming along in that whole transition?
Very good. I mean, He's further along at this point than I thought he would be. I hate that he got hurt. Hopefully he'd be ready for training camp. If he is, he's going to give Gunt, QD, Kevin, House. He has that type of ability in his body that don't be surprised. Like I told you in 9 about Tremont, you know how I said Tremont was the best cover guy we had, and I think you said I was crazy at the time, but at the end of the year and going into 10 that he was, this kid has that type of ability. He does, so.
Yeah, we learned our lesson from that. So when you said that the last time we talked to you about Herb, I think all of our ears perked up. What gives you that feeling about a kid that, you know, was playing wide receiver, not just in college, but was like playing wide receiver when he got here for a while, too? Yeah. What is it?
When I saw him in rookie camp, I asked for him then when he was at receiver. I didn't get him then, but I asked for him then. He has the skill set that I like to coach. He has long arms. He can bend. He can get out his hips. He can see. He can get the ball. Now, will he tackle? I don't know. I don't know if he'll tackle. We'll see that. But the way he was covering before he got hurt, and it didn't matter who he was covering. He was covering them, all of them, all the receivers. So, but hopefully we'll see if we can if he can do it coming back with his injury.
How does he get to be your guy? Sorry, Tom. So you asked for him at the rookie camp. Mm-hmm. How did he actually end up becoming one of your guys?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't know. They it was one day. They said, "Do you still think he can do it?" And I said, "Yes." I guess they asked the kid if he wanted to do it, and he wanted to do it. And I'm glad he did because I think he could be pretty good.
Can I ask one more on that one?
How hard was that? I mean, this all happened week one, if I recall, last year. You got a team to coach for the opener, and you got this new guy who you somehow have to teach a whole new position. I can't imagine how all that worked.
It wasn't very difficult until Sam got hurt. that's when it got hard. I'm just being honest with you. Once Sam got hurt and roles changed, then it got a little bit more difficult. But, I mean, developing players is something I enjoy doing and taking skill sets, and I enjoy doing it. Having this offseason with Herb and really putting down the foundation of it is something that that hopefully you'll be able to see that he's a player that could be something special, hopefully. You know, I have to do a better job of developing some of these guys that are here, you know, the D and Q, which this offseason I believe that those guys and Gunn as well have taken that step. But the only thing that matters is how we play on game day next year. We could have had a great offseason, which we did. We had a really good offseason. But it's about how we play when we go out there against Seattle week one. That's the only thing that matters. And that's the only thing I'm focused. And then when we go down to Atlanta the next week, you know, that's going to be a huge one because of, you know, what happened with us last year with them. So that's the only thing we're focused on right now is developing and getting better and making sure we can play a winning brand of football.